This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Hello, humans. This is God. Welcome to the God Pod. I'm here today with Moses. What's up, Moses?
Hey, what's up there, as my homies say. Did I say that right? Oh, my homies.
Yes. And I'm also here today with one of our patrons, Christopher. Hello, Christopher. How's it going?
Hello. It's going great.
Do you go by Christopher or Chris?
Chris.
Chris. Your name, you know, it's kind of like you're named after my son, Jesus Christ.
My parents told me that they did that.
So are you a lot like Jesus? What do you think of Jesus?
Jesus is awesome.
Jesus is awesome, right? He's such a nice kid.
He is.
Yeah, and Jesus doesn't fight. He's very non-confrontational, so that's true.
So where are you from, Chris?
I'm originally from Florida.
Oh.
But I moved up to Georgia when I turned 12.
Nice.
And I've been here ever since.
Nice.
I would think that was a better move to get out of Florida
yeah,
as soon as you could.
You escaped Florida. And now you're in Georgia, which just turned blue.
Yeah.
So good job. Did you vote in the elections?
Nope.
Oh. Why didn't you vote?
Because I've been dealing with probation and jail.
Oh, yeah. They don't let you vote.
That's a really, no, man.
I think I was in jail when voting was on.
Oh, shit. What were you in jail for?
Possession of methamphetamine.
Oh, okay. And are you off the methamphetamine now?
Yeah, I'm off of it.
All
right. Sober for 8 months.
Nice. 8 months. That's great. Nice. Congrats, man. You sound good. You sound good. And we're proud of you. We're on your side. Keep going. And thanks for listening to the God Pod. Thanks for being here today. It'll be great to get a human's perspective on some of this stuff that we're going to talk about. Chris is an atheist, right, Chris?
No.
Oh.
Non-denominational Christian.
Oh.
So you're still Christian? Yeah.
Christian.
He still believes in us, Moses.
Well, that's good, but I'm curious, what does non-denominational Christian mean? I'm an idiot when it comes to this.
There's like Methodist.
Oh, right. Okay.
Moses is Jewish. He doesn't understand.
Well, I'm just
it means he's not part of any of the cults, any of the sects. He doesn't want to be part of any of your sex.
Well, come on.
He likes Jesus. Okay, what I meant was on the Patreon, you're an atheist level patron.
Okay.
Which means that he gets to be on the show. So, you know, if you want to be on the show, go check it out. Patreon.com/thegodpod. We'd love to have you. We also, we've been answering questions on the big show, right, Moses? You want to answer?
Absolutely.
A few more questions. We also have for today for you, we got a 1-star review from this Mormon, right, on Apple Podcasts. And I wanted to read to you the whole thing. And that's going to be amazing. So we're gonna answer some questions from patrons. And then we're going to read that hate mail.
Oh, boy.
That 1-star review.
Oh, boy.
And then we're going to read some nice reviews. And then we'll spend some time talking about the news. How does that sound?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Purple Squirrel asks, hey, God, in several of your podcasts, I've heard you reference Cthulhu. Who is that? Or are you purposely butchering the name of Elder God Cthulhu to prevent him from rising from the deep?
Interesting.
I didn't realize I was butchering it.
Is there a specific pronunciation for this? I thought you said Hulu, and I thought, oh, Hulu.
Yes, Hulu was, you know, is founded and created and run by Cthulhu. Which, I don't know, they have, you know, people, or they have their special ways they want to say, you know, the name. There's an official way, like Tuhulu or Situhulu. Do you know what it is, Chris? Because I don't know.
I think it's just Hulu.
Yeah? Oh, it's just Hulu? Are you serious? What? That's crazy. I mean, I know that Hulu is evil.
What is that noise?
Don't worry about it. Okay. Oh, it's Cthulhu. Cthulhu is how you're supposed to say it.
Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
Okay.
Cthulhu. And I'm saying Chulu because I say it how I see the word. There's a C, there's a T, there's a... Are you okay, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, what's that sound?
Oh, that's my vape.
Okay. No, that's not meth, is it?
No.
Okay, good. Is it weed?
No. You know, regular vape juice.
I love your added your mood. No. Come on, that you could be a regular. So this is great. I guess I've been mispronouncing it, and you know what? It's because I don't really know who Cthulhu is. Could you stop vaping for a second, Chris? For fuck's sake, we're trying to record a show here. All right.
Well, I'm gonna stick with the pronunciation of Hulu because it's the most popular. Because it's popular, and I don't know anything.
I mean,
for
what it's worth, Hulu is a fucking evil streaming service, okay?
Well, listen. Yeah, it is.
Devil.
It's from the fucking devil. Like, you sign up, you pay money.
If it's lust, it's from the devil.
Well, it's not that. For me, it's that you pay, and you pay for, you know, no ads. And you're like, okay, there's no ads. I can watch Seinfeld now with no ads. And guess what? There's still ads!
Really?
No matter what you fucking do, no matter how much money you pay them, they are still going to show you ads.
I did not know that. How do they get away?
Well, telling you, there's no ads. It's Satan. Satan, it's Hulu. Cthulhu is behind this. That's right. Cthulhu, I'm starting to learn who you are. You know, I don't know if you, you know who the flying spaghetti monster is. I don't know who would win in a fight. But they both seem to me like space creatures, and they're fucking weird. You know, it's atheist stuff. They just make up monsters, and they're like, this is just as real as you, God. Fuck you, okay? I'm not spaghetti and meatballs. I'm fired up today. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Over Chonky has another question. You want to read this one, Moses? Are you there?
I'm not there.
Of course you're not.
I don't have that link on this laptop that I'm not familiar with.
Okay, yeah, sure. Overchalky says, hey, God, why is it that the same people who think the deep state is so involved in everything also believe they can't be found after a riot? Ooh! Oh. And that's got 3 100 emoji reacts. I think it's probably because they're fucking morons.
That's a good start. That scans.
You know, these people, their minds are polluted.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they said.
They think that, you know, they believe in the deep state and, like, there's all this stuff going on behind the scenes, all these, like, crazy conspiracies because a big government is, like, planning everything. But they also don't think that they can be found after storming the Capitol like they did. You know, they thought they were just going to go home and get away with it because they shaved.
That's crazy.
And it's basically because they're fucking stupid as hell.
Well, of course, there's that word that a lot of them were feeling as though Trump would pardon them for doing that for him, basically. That's what they're saying now, at least, you know.
Well, they've never experienced consequences for anything.
Of course not.
So, you know, I think that there's your answer. That's your problem. Hopefully they invest more money in education. I don't know why the U.S. has to spend so much money on, like, military. Maybe spend some less money on tanks and stuff that you don't need. And, like, spend more on healthcare and education because
yes.
Americans are sick and stupid.
Because then people will be educated, you know.
Yeah, they don't want that, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, there's your questions for today, and if you want us to answer your question, become a patron at patreon.com/thegodpod.
Any question, really. We'll answer pretty much anything.
Yeah. You know, nothing's out of bounds.
True.
All right. Let's move on to this one-star review from a Mormon that I told you about. Someone who basically smashed the keypad with their fingies because it's just their name is... Okay, that's the name. Gave us one star and said, sacrilegious.
Okay, good start.
Now, what do you want as your Mormon voice? Do you want me or do you want, like, something else? What does a Mormon sound like, Moses?
A Mormon sounds very gentle and very
soft. I have seen the Book of Mormon. Should I channel that energy?
Sure, absolutely.
Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father would want it so. Okay. Wait, what? Is the human taking a piss? Chris, are you taking a piss?
Yeah.
Disgusting. That's insane. He planned that. All right, so.
Nothing wrong with that.
One-star review from Sacrilegious.
Side note, do not take that out of the edit. Leave that in.
Here it comes. Are you ready? Here comes the review. Claiming to be God and Jesus Christ is such a sin and a crime. This is not how God would communicate to our world. He communicates through faith and prayer, not swearing and sex. Whoever publishes this podcast is a false prophet and an absolute liar. Don't pay any money to listen to these terrible episodes. Whoever publishes is just scamming you and does not know God in person.
Wow.
I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I have found this to be one of the worst podcasts ever. What fools and hypocrites these people are. They make people pay money to listen to these episodes. This is paying an indulgence. They are just scamming you and are just atheists mocking God and Christ. All they do is mock religion and hate America.
Wow. Wow. That's something. Wow. That is something.
Wow. How was that delivery? Did that sound Mormon-y?
Yeah.
I've seen the Book of Mormon. I haven't read the Book of Mormon because I have things to do.
Right.
But I have seen the Book of Mormon, and I think I got the gist of it.
Yeah.
So I think that it's not a crime, and it's not a sin because we are God and Jesus. Like, prove that we're not.
Prove right.
This is not how God would communicate to our world. How would God communicate to the world in your world? By never saying anything ever? That's pretty much what it is, right?
Right.
The Bible, the Book of Mormon, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You know, Joseph Smith got this from an angel, and he wrote it down on some tablets, but he never let anybody see them, and they never asked why. And then, you know, he just made the Book of Mormon out of that.
That's basically like people walking around going, hey, I heard, you know, they're wanting money for a movie they're making. It's like the script's incredible. They're like, can I see it? No, just pay me, though. It's going to be worth it.
Well, no, they put out a book.
Right.
But, you know, the whole evidence and proof that it came from angels.
Right.
That was buried away and can never be found.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
What about the Book of Enoch?
I don't even know, man.
The Book of Enoch?
Yeah, there's a Book of Enoch, too.
You know, all these books. I had nothing to do with any of them. So this person says he communicates through faith and prayer, not swearing and sex. First of all, what sex? What sex? Point, there's never been any sex on this show.
True.
Okay? We just had someone take, you know, we might take a piss. We might take the piss every now and then and flush to the toilet.
But that's human. That's
and
human.
Swearing. First of all, swear to God. How are you going to say that I can't swear? I'm God. I can do anything. I'm all powerful, but I'm not allowed to swear. Whoever publishes this podcast, God, it's me, God, is a false prophet. No, and an absolute liar. I am not a liar. Okay, I'm God. Just get it through your head. Come on. What's the big deal? Don't pay any money to listen to these terrible episodes. I gotta disagree there, okay? Because 90 minutes a week of extra content is an insane deal. Insane! You don't get that at church. What right. do you get a week? 1 hour? and they pass the collection plate around for every hour you're there. And if you don't put in like something crisp and folding, like a 1, a 5, a 10, a 20,
right.
Oh, you're going to be judged. Yep. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They're going to, you're going to get looks. What are we asking for? $1 a month?
Yeah.
$5 a month?
Right.
Are you out of your mind?
Right. It's not.
This is a big deal to
it
you?
It is literally not asking a lot. It really isn't.
No, it's not a scam. That's the opposite of a scam. That is a great fucking deal.
It is.
And does not know God in person. How do you know? How do you know I don't know God in person? That's crazy.
I know him in person.
Yeah, exactly. Chris is here. He can testify. So they make it clear they're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I have found this to be one of the worst podcasts ever.
Oh, boy.
What fools and hypocrites these people are. Yes, yes, because the Mormons are not. They make people pay money to listen to their episodes. The Mormon Church makes you pay the money.
Exactly.
Non-stop.
Yeah.
Non-stop. You're in a cult. You're in a cult. Okay. Explain the difference to me between like the Mormon Church and Scientology. Oh wait.
Oof.
Oh wait.
Oh sure. The difference between them is one of them doesn't mind when you make fun of them on television shows and Broadway. The other one tries to kill you.
This is my favorite thing. This is paying an indulgence.
Yeah.
An indulgence is like if we were promising to give you miracles if you became a patron, right?
Right.
If you give us money and you'll go to heaven. We've never said that.
No, of course not.
We've never said that. We've never made that promise.
We promise you good content.
Yeah.
You're going to promise me all that?
No. Of course
no.
not.
No, we would never do that. That's what the Mormon Church does. Okay? They are just scamming you. This could be, if you just take this and reapply it to their own church, it makes total sense. They are just scamming you and are just atheists mocking God and Christ. No.
Right.
No. How dare you say we're atheists? What would give you that impression? What? God is an atheist. That's like saying I don't believe in myself. I've been to way too much therapy to say that anymore.
That's right.
All they do is mock religion. False. False.
Right.
We don't mind, you know, religion and, you know, people as long as they're nice. Like Chris here, he's a non-denominational Christian.
Right.
We just don't
nice
like
guy.
The extremists.
Right.
The extremists. Not good. Extremism
exactly.
is bad.
Very bad.
And hate America, that is the most untrue thing in this entire review.
Yeah.
Hate America.
That seems to be the go-to when people are angry at someone here down there in that country. They're like, oh, you're doing this? Well, then you hate America. And it's like,
yeah,
what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, so this person gives themselves away as a Trump supporter with this last comment. Don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, if we hated America, why would we spend so much time talking about it and trying to figure out the fucking solution?
Right, right.
Chris, Jesus Christ, Chris. If you could stop, like, just vaping for a second.
The man needs to vape. He's a guest. Let him vape.
You know what? Whatever it takes, Chris.
Your lightning is still in me.
Whatever it takes, just vape to your heart's content. All right. All right. So that person's obviously, you know, but we've been waiting. We've been waiting for one of those.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny, yeah. Right?
Oh, of course.
It's classic.
Yeah.
Classic. So thank you, Finger Smashy.
Who's obviously from America.
Yeah. Utah. Likely.
I know, but that last line just says it all.
And by the way, Utah, Mitt Romney is going to vote for impeachment again. So. Thanks, Utah. So let's read some nice ones. Bear Armbruster says, praise him in this podcast. 5 stars.
Very nice.
Wonderful, perfect, and why wouldn't it be? Who would have thought? He was such a laid-back guy and accessible. I'd have stayed in church if I'd known that faith and godliness could be this fun. 5 out of 5.
Well, unfortunately, if they had stayed in church, they wouldn't have seen this side of it.
So I needed that praise.
You know what? This is this is their church. This is their church.
And, you know, what's so wrong about that? Church of Mormon guy, like, you know, you don't want anybody bothering you with your business. Just leave us alone.
Right.
Anyway, I was starting to fade away from that one star review, so I need I needed some praise to, you know, straighten up my back. If you want us to read your review on the show, then leave us a review. Go to ratethispodcast.com/thegodpod and leave us a review, and we'll read it on the air.
And I like the reviews that, you know, we appreciate all the reviews, just saying something. But I also like, you know, what you like or you don't like about it. That's fine, too. We need to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Yeah, I'm hopeful that Finger Smashy listens some more and keeps listening.
Right.
So, Finger Smashy, if you're out there, pray for us. Please, just pray for us. Keep writing reviews. Get your friends to listen.
Yeah.
Write one-star reviews. Please. We enjoy reading them. And vaping. Okay.
Hey, Moses. Nice to meet you.
You too. It's all right. I don't mind the vaping. I think it's hilarious that you're like, listen.
So disrespectful.
Yeah, come on.
So we were talking. You know what it's like? It's like you're texting with someone and you're being enthusiastic and they just give you a single K.
Okay.
That's you, Chris, in a nutshell. You're a single K underscore.
Hey, Chris has seen a lot in his life. The last thing he wants to do is worry about vaping on the podcast.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck if we're God and Moses. He's going to be like, I'm vaping, K.
This is very entertaining, Chris. I'm glad that you're here.
Yeah, we should go out and have fun sometime.
That sounds good. Well, as long as we go to the right places.
We're doing it right now. This is as fun as we get.
Right. Yeah, that's probably true.
Okay. So let's get to the goddamn news. What's going on in the news, Moses? Give it to me. Come on. You're my Kornacki.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Today, as we record this, it's Friday, the 22nd of January. As of Monday, they begin the trial for the second impeachment of Donald Trump.
Nice.
In the Senate. Now, Mitch McConnell has said he wants to keep pushing it back. And everybody else is like, oh, Mitch, classic Mitch. But they're going to go ahead and start. They're starting Monday. So.
Yeah. So Mitch McConnell's not going to get his way. Because he's not in charge.
Exactly. But, you know, anymore. He's just not giving up. And it's just. For a little bit there, people were thinking, oh, okay, he agrees that Trump incited the riots. Okay, he's on our side a little bit. But no, then he goes back to this saying, you know what, let's just push it back. Okay, so you can't trust him.
I don't think, does it matter? Does it matter what the fuck he wants? You lost.
True.
You lost the big erection.
Very true.
Nah.
That's what everybody's saying, Chris. That no one can say insurrection. They only say erection.
Chuck Schumer actually said that this morning.
Chuck Schumer said it today.
Yeah.
I saw Anderson Cooper say it the other night. No one said shit. He said he called it the erection.
Yeah.
When they mean to say the insurrection.
Yeah.
But it's always men mispronouncing it.
Right. Store? Insurrection?
That actually sounds like a store that I would probably stay away from, but that could be insurrection. Yeah.
It does. It sounds like a store in Georgia.
Yeah, right. In Georgia.
So I just think, are they? Tell me, Moses. Tell me, because I haven't been following it. Sure. You know, are they going to let this shit fly? Are they going to really let Mitch McConnell control things again? Because I can't stand this Mitch McConnell guy.
They really won't. And here's the thing: a lot of people know that Joe Biden and Mitch McConnell have been friends for 36 years.
That's right. And
when I say friends, I mean that they have worked together in the Senate and they've gotten along. So everybody thinks, well, since Joe Biden's the president, that he's going to be able to keep him in line. But Joe Biden, as great of a guy as he is, he may give him too much leeway just because he wants to be fair, which that worries me a little bit for that country down there. So I don't know. I just worry a little bit about them giving.
Now, I'd like to talk if I could. This is Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
And I just want to say that that's the thing that I love about the Democrats. I keep getting older, and they stay just as gullible.
This is true.
I stole a Supreme Court justice from them,
right?
And they don't even remember.
But here's the thing there, Mitch. Remember when you tried to keep Merrick Garland out of that position? You did keep him out.
That's right.
And now he's there.
I'm very proud of that.
Right.
Ha, 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 ha.
Right, right. Well, now he's back, and he'll probably be in that. I think he's already in that position. But there you go. There you go.
All right. Well, fuck you, Mitch McConnell. Okay, you fucking asshole. You know, I'm very strong on this, that they need to not, like, let this shit fly, because Mitch McConnell just pulled this shit. He's like, oh, they weren't even the majority then, were they?
I don't know. I don't know for sure.
They were, I guess. But he basically, you know, denied a Supreme Court justice. Before that, they used the filibuster, the threat of filibuster.
Right.
You know, and the Democrats are like, what are we going to do? He's threatening to filibuster. Right. And so we just have to do whatever the Republicans want, even if we're in the majority.
Oy vey.
And they better not pull that shit again.
Yeah.
They better not pull that shit. That shit is not going to fly.
We shall see.
That shit is not going to fly. Twitter is going to explode.
Yeah.
All I know is they better just treat them the way they treated you when they were in charge. How about that? How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Just do that. Do what they did, you know?
Do what they did. What is this idea? Like, you have to bend over backwards.
Right.
And power share and let them filibuster and blah, 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 blah. Fuck that shit.
Isn't there something about do to others what something does, blah, blah, blah? I don't know the whole passage.
Yeah, you know what? It's like Jesus is like doing to others as you would have them do unto you. But that's like so naive. At this point with the Mitch McConnell, it's like do unto Mitch as he did unto you. And he fucked you. Fuck him back.
Right, right.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes Jesus is right. And sometimes the Holy Spirit is right. And it's time to smite.
Right.
And these motherfuckers really deserve some what they're getting.
Right.
You know, bipartisanship is just, they just literally tried to attack the Capitol.
Yep.
Okay. Their party. And I don't care that he doesn't look like a terrorist. He doesn't dress like a shaman. He doesn't, you know, wipe poop on the walls.
Right.
But they have been terrorists since 2001.
Yep.
Okay, since the day 9/11 happened, just the way they want to react to that.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me, the way that they fucking act with their religion, with their politics, tell me how they're any better than the people they hate in Iran.
There you go.
Okay, they're fucking terrorists, and they're stoking people up to terrorism. Mitch McConnell's a fucking terrorist.
Yeah.
Just the notion that he could try to hold this new government hostage, which he has done multiple times. Fuck him. Fuck them. Fuck that shit. What else you got, Moses?
Well, unfortunately, but fortunately, we'll be seeing him up here in probably in the next hour. Hank Aaron died today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, of course. Of course, the home run king, 86
Welcome
years old.
Welcome to heaven, Hank.
Yeah, so I guess his arrival is coming in a bit here.
Moses, are you going to show him around?
I am. I am going to show him around.
Cool. Well, you know, people are like, why, God, why? And I'm like, he was very old.
Yeah.
Can people ever just, like,
accept it?
Have their time? I don't know. It's sad. It's just a way of experience, you know, them expressing their sadness, and I get it.
Right.
It's never a good time.
Yeah.
But we should have Death on the podcast sometime and be like, what up? Why? Why you do this?
Oh, that's you know what? We keep saying that, and I think that's something we should definitely
yeah, didn't
do.
You suggest giving Death their annual performance review?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
I think
that sounds like a good idea.
I think
we're
so.
Due. It's been a while.
Do.
It's been a long time. Okay. Yes. I think the last time I talked to Death was like episode 7 or something.
Right.
Let's see what else is going on in the news. What else? Let me see. I sound like a struggling stand-up comedian, Moses. Yeah. What else? Sean Hannity declares Biden's first 2 days a disastrous week.
Oy.
What did you think they're going to say? I mean,
right.
When are they going to take Fox News off the air or fine the shit out of them?
Right.
Like this, I guess, is commentary. So, but they've said so many lies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also that QAnon rep, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she blocked me, you know.
Oh, good Lord.
She's filed impeachment articles against Biden on his like first day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And something bullshit.
Yeah.
But you know what? Her official government account, she hasn't blocked me.
I believe they're not allowed to do that. Am I correct?
Sweet.
Yeah. I think they're not allowed to block from their government account anyone. So there you go. Yeah.
Good. I just spent some more time yesterday looking at pictures of the Trump children crying. And I feel like that's my favorite thing of the week.
You know, to me, from what I understand, that's like that app called Calm that keeps you calm. Right. It's kind of like that, isn't it?
Oh, which one was your favorite picture? Okay, there's pictures of, for those who haven't seen it, go online, search, take a look. Pictures of Don Jr., Eric, Ivanka, and that other one that they use for organs, Tiffany. They were all crying their eyes out.
There's a moment where the camera is panning down the children as they're crying, and they get to Eric, and he just kind of looks over at his wife, Laura, and he just kind of grabs her hand like, you know, oh my God, you know, like he's falling apart and he needs her, and she's just looking straight ahead like a robot, and it's fantastic.
Like it's a funeral.
Right. Yeah. And he's like, so like, baby, like trying to grab her hand. And
she gives him nothing.
No look, no nothing. But of course there was a screen capture of Ivanka crying. And I'm just saying, here's the thing. There are beautiful criers and there are ugly criers. And this isn't because she's a woman. There are plenty of men who are ugly. I'm an ugly crier, I'll tell you that right now. But you know who else is an ugly crier? Ivanka Trump.
That was my favorite picture.
Yeah.
Just because her eyes were closed and, you know, the other ones. Right. I don't know. It's hard to pick.
Yeah.
So which one was your favorite?
Definitely the Ivanka one. Yeah.
Because Jesus went with the boys there.
Oh, that's fine. They're good. It's like picking your child. Which one's your favorite child?
Well, I mean, now, if there was a picture of Don Jr. closing his eyes and crying like a 5-year-old like that, I would have chosen that one.
Right.
You know, it just has to do with the expression.
Of course.
But anyway, giving us life, right?
Of course, giving us plenty of life.
What a week. I saw that they removed Trump's red Diet Coke button from the Oval Office.
Of all the things that happen, I usually go, of course, that makes sense. But for some reason, that one I thought was a rumor. But no.
It's real.
Literally a Diet Coke button.
What is there any better metaphor for what a child this man is?
You're right. A Dico, but I just have this visual of, bless his heart, the guy or the lady whose job it is to sit by that button in the other room, wherever, and wait for it to buzz and have to go up and grab the cooler and run in there and bring him his Diet Coke. You know what I'm saying? There was somebody literally who is waiting for that.
Exactly. A lot of pro-Trump celebrities have been pouting after the inauguration, too. It's been a great week for us, for just drinking their tears. For them, not so much.
Right.
As you might imagine, in the aftermath of all this, Christy Swanson tweeted on January 19th,
okay,
the night before, "Do you believe in miracles?"
Wow.
Don't try to pull that shit on me. Try to say like, oh, we're going to give it.
Wait, when did she tweet that? When did she tweet that?
January 19th, the day before the inauguration.
Oh, good Lord.
The night before. Do you believe in miracles?
Wow.
Now, I think she just saw Ted Lasso because that was featured in that, or any other stupid sports movie. But Don't try to, like, what do you think now, Christy? Do you still believe in miracles?
Right.
Because I didn't do shit.
Wow.
John Voight, you know, crying his eyes out. Oh. Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid says, I'm sorry, but this guy's got to be the dumbest fucking president we will ever have.
Wait, back up a second. Was John Voight crying?
I don't know. Oh, okay. He put out another one of his videos.
Got it. Okay.
Kirstie Alley, she blocked me.
Of course.
But she
believes that this is you.
No, exactly. It's just, what kind of, let me ask you this, Chris, as a human, what kind of an asshole blocks the Lord thy God?
I don't know, a dumb one.
Right, people who are scared.
Great point, Single K. So I'm learning to stay calm and carry on. I'm observing the agenda and learning who to trust and who not. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck you, Kirstie Alley. Dean Cain, this is ridiculous.
Ugh. Dean Cain.
I think, didn't I block you once?
Did you?
You blocked me?
One time.
Wait, what's this? Why did you block
me? If you did, I didn't notice. I don't remember you blocked. Why would you block me?
You were punishing me.
Oh, I blocked you. Was that on Facebook?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow. We go back a long ways, me and Chris.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I released it. So Kid Rock says, just to be clear and follow up, all caps, these far-left socialist liberals and media can deprogram these nuts.
Wait, he literally said that.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Good Lord. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What else is going on today, Moses?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of talk about the QAnon believers.
Uh-huh.
And how they're so upset about, obviously, Biden taking office. And a lot of them actually are now upset at Trump. Like, they're finally coming around and thinking, oh, maybe we were duped, which is hilarious. You love to see it.
Yeah. We talked about that in the last episode.
Right. But, yeah, that's still going on this morning. A lot more people are upset at Trump. And it's fantastic. I love it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Everything's good in America now. Let's find some new things to talk about, Moses.
Okay.
we fixed it. We saved the multiverse. Like, you know, the multiverse is okay now. Everything's going to be fine.
Great. Great.
Yeah. Kevin COVID, he's done.
Good.
He's going to be defeated.
Good.
Eventually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we should spend some time on some other planets.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's got to be some planets out there that are, you know, have other issues.
Right, of course.
Chris, would that interest you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the truth is there isn't. All the other planets are doing way better. Way better. But yeah, what do you want to talk about, Chris? Did you have anything you wanted to ask us before we go? This is your one chance to talk to God in life. Did you come prepared with a question?
Yeah, am I going to make it through this rehab?
Yes, you are, Chris. You're definitely going to make it. You've been going for 8 months, right?
No, I've been gone. Been doing like 1 month.
Oh, 1 month. I
haven't been in jail in 8 months.
Oh, okay. You've been going for 1 month. And how are you doing now?
I'm doing good.
You've made it a month. A month is pretty far, right, Moses?
It's fantastic.
Right?
Why not keep going? It's great. I want to have back. Right. I want to have you back on this God Pod. Definitely.
Believe, Chris, believe.
This has been very entertaining. I love it.
You're going to be back, okay? And you're going to keep telling us how you're doing good.
Okay.
And we believe in you.
Definitely.
Right, Moses?
Definitely. He's hilarious. I love that he's just like, yeah, I'm going to pee while I'm doing this. It's fantastic. Come on. It's funny.
Unforgettable.
Right.
Unforgettable. All right. Well, on that note, it's been wonderful having you here, and come back again, okay?
Okay. Love you.
We love you too, Chris. We'll see you next time on the God Pod. The Lord has spoken.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.